The following homily, The New Mass Translation and the Wedding Feast of the Lamb, is by Father Joseph Eddy, of the Order of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mercy. It is being delivered by a guest narrator. For more information about the Order of Mercy, go to www.orderofmercy.org. The Gospel today focuses on a king who has a wedding banquet for his son. In most cultures, this is a huge feast. In fact, wedding banquets may be something that bridges across almost all cultures, ethnic groups, races, and nations. Marriage, in some form, is a universal institution. And for all people, it is a time to celebrate the love between a man and a woman, which has made them choose to bind themselves to each other for a lifetime. How wise of Jesus to use this parable, which could be relevant to all people for 2,000 years. The only strange part is that the king plans the banquet for the son. Today in America, it is traditionally the bride's family who organizes and pays for the wedding. Yet, this difference helps us to realize that Jesus is speaking of a particular king and a particular son. Yes, the Father is planning the banquet for the Son, who is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, God the Father made a covenant, or we could say a marriage, between himself and his bride, the Jewish people. This covenant was first made with Abraham when he trusted in the Lord's promise and became the father of many nations. The descendants of Abraham struggled and oftentimes were unfaithful to this covenant. So they had to renew this marriage many times with Moses, Joshua, and through the prophets. But from the beginning, God the Father had a plan to send his own Son. The unthinkable happened with the Incarnation. Jesus took upon himself our human flesh. Jesus is both human and divine. God has married his divinity with humanity in the Incarnation. This union of the human and divine revealed to us the plan that God had from the beginning of time to allow us to share in his own divine life. Ultimately, we await the fulfillment of this union in heaven. The book of Revelation refers to this as the wedding feast of the Lamb. The book of Revelation recounts the visions of the Apostle John. In these visions, he sees that the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. The Lamb is Christ, who has sacrificed himself as the unblemished lamb was offered on the night of Passover. Jesus' offering on the cross is the fulfillment of the Passover. He frees us from our sins. Jesus offers his life up for his bride, the church. This is a true love story. But Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection is what makes us, the bride, beautiful. Christ merits our freedom from sin, and with it the capacity to be united with God in a union of love for all eternity. Understanding the wedding feast of the Lamb gives the true meaning to the parable in the Gospel. The King has invited us to the feast. All are given sufficient grace to obtain eternal life. This grace is given to us in the sacraments, especially the Mass. The Mass is a foretaste of heaven. Those who come to Mass faithfully and in the right disposition are experiencing the wedding feast of the Lamb. This is the real Passover, where Christ gives himself to us fully. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. Jesus is the groom, but he is also the supper, or the source of the union that we can have with God. But, as in the parable, there is a proper response to an invitation so great as the Mass. The Second Vatican Council tells us that we are called to the active, full, and fruitful participation in the Eucharistic celebration. In the parable, a man arrives without the proper clothing. Surely it is assumed that we would dress properly for such a great event as the Mass. It is our opportunity to receive God totally in the Eucharist. We should dress at least as well as we would for a nice restaurant. But the participation that the Vatican Council speaks of is not merely external clothes or behavior. These things are important, but Pope Benedict tells us that full active participation means that we have a greater awareness of the mystery being celebrated and its relationship to daily life. This is why the Church has given us a more accurate translation of the Mass. The prayers of the Mass are based on sacred scripture and have not changed much in hundreds of years. The Latin prayers of the Mass can be traced back hundreds of years. But it is important that we have the most accurate translation from the Latin. This is what we are getting with the new translation. It may seem strange at first, but we will recognize that it is a higher language than what we speak in everyday conversation. This is only appropriate because we worship a God who is both human and divine. God is close to us, but he is also mysterious. Most people will find that the translation of the Mass leads them more easily into meditation. The goal of the Mass is for us to enter into the mystery of Christ's passion, death, and resurrection. First, we are to seek forgiveness of our sins and be purified in the blood of the Lamb. Then we unite ourselves to the one sacrifice of Christ offered for the sins of the whole world. We bring our sacrifices and sufferings to unite them to the sacrifice offered by the priest on the altar. True active participation leads us to make a yes or amen at communion. This amen cannot be just saying, "I want to receive Jesus." We must make our lives an amen, as Mary did when she said yes to the angel. This yes continued throughout her life and led her to the foot of the cross. But she never took her yes back. It was total. Our yes goes out with us into the streets, the home, and the workplace. It is hypocrisy to receive communion with God if we do not say yes to living as Jesus taught. Then our yes is incomplete. It is a lie. So for all of us, the invitation to the banquet has come out. We are invited to the supper of the Lamb. Jesus wants to unite himself to us in a way unimaginable. The response is our choice. If we want to say yes, it must be complete. For Christ held nothing back on the cross, and he holds nothing back as he gives us his total body and blood. Let us respond with a complete amen, one word that means, "I want to be united with you in every aspect of my life." Then the Eucharist is truly a foretaste of the heavenly marriage feast, the union between God and his people. For more information about the Order of Mercy, go to www.orderofmercy.org.